And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
This is it. If it's on top, we're surely playing it. All hits, all day, and it's all yours. More music variety for your ears only.
Yo, what's up, Brunei? We're the Chainsmokers, and you're listening to Kuemo and Sushi Boy on Crystal FM.
Hey, we're Tritonal, and you're listening to Kuemo and Sushi Boy on Brunei's number one radio station, Crystal FM.
The music.
Hey, what's up, fam? Welcome back to another brand new episode right here on the Kuemo and Sushi Boy Show. Now, we have been receiving lots of your DMs recently on how actually you guys love interview episodes. So tonight we have actually another one with someone you might know.
You may be right, brother. If you've been keeping a close eye on the Dutch DJs, you might have seen that recently a whole group of them specifically came to Singapore here last month. And obviously, if you've been following us on our socials as well, then you've probably been able to piece two and two together, huh? Anyway, tonight we have an exclusive interview and an exclusive guest mix from the one and only Brooks. You should know him from his collaborations with Martin Garrix himself on Bite, or even Jetlag with Mike Williams. But if not, then you'll definitely have heard his most recent single, Better When You're Gone, with David Guetta. Anyway, brother, how have you been?
Busy, really busy. But then again, I shouldn't complain. Like, I really love touring, and it's been amazing so far. It's been blowing up, so I've been doing a lot more shows, but in a good way. It's been really great, definitely.
Great to hear, man. Now you're on a really tight schedule. You know, when we met, you flew into Singapore for Ultra Singapore, and immediately on the night itself, you had to take a plane to your next show. Do you even get some time off shows to just enjoy the city whenever you can, bro?
Most of the times when I get to like a new city that I've never been before, I try to like or either arrive early so I can check out the city, or like the day before. But sometimes that doesn't happen. Sometimes you have like a lot of shows that you have to catch, so you have to catch a plane. But if I'm able to land earlier or the day before, I definitely gonna check out the city. Yeah, definitely.
And we hope you are able to spend some time back home when you're free, brother. Anyway, we have to congratulate you on your second release with David Guetta, with a track called Better When You're Gone. And we know you spent a great deal of time in the studio working with him. And yeah, how is it like working with him for that whole summer?
Yeah, like we met each other through Like I Do, and we just got an instant connection, and he's such a great guy, and he helps me with everything. And he booked me for a lot of shows, at his shows in Ibiza, so like Ushuaia and Hai and that kind of stuff. And I would open for him, and he had his place back in Ibiza, and we would just like spend time in the studio, and during the night we would just play shows together. So it's been amazing, definitely.
Oh, that's awesome, brother. Now, summer is already here. Will you be spending some time with him this year as well?
I guess so. I have I think I have already 10 shows booked in Ibiza together with David. So probably the same thing is gonna happen. Just gonna hit the studio, make some more tracks, and we're gonna see what happens.
Sick, bro. Can't wait to hear more new releases from you. Anyway, we like to get more into the topic of producing, and we want to go back down memory lane a little bit just to find out how you first got your hands dirty with producing, especially from before when we did not have the abundance of masterclass to learn off from, huh?
I feel like it's pretty much the same way. I just checked on YouTube like how to make music, and of course you saw like big guys like Chesso and Armin van Buuren and David Guetta. You saw them play like all the time. And I was already DJing, but I just wanted to know how to make the music that I was playing. So I just downloaded like FL Studio, and I just started messing around in the projects and stuff I didn't know. I like looked up on YouTube or Google, and that's pretty much why I did the masterclasses, because I wanted to help people. That I just wanted to show them that there was stuff online that could help them produce more music. That's what I was looking for when I started doing music, and I was there. So just wanted like to give back to everyone.
Good on you, brother. Now, we have been reading up on your interviews, and we found out that one of your biggest inspiration was actually from the Noise Controllers.
Right, yeah. I started producing hardstyle. Yeah, that definitely. It's a bit weird. Like, not a lot of people expect that. But then again, I feel like hardstyle is one of the most complicated music styles to make. So it's really good to, even though it's hard to make hardstyle, you learn a lot from it, like mixing wise and like the technical side to it. So I feel like I really have an advantage, because I spend so much time like focusing on the small details in hardstyle that it's super easy to implement that in house that I make right now. So it's definitely a benefit, for sure.
Oh, pro tip right there. Always start with hardstyle. That's the way, my friends. And to be frank, we also actually started with hardstyle. Look at us right now. But anyway, will you be dropping any 150 releases for us in the future?
I hope so. I play some 150 stuff live now, and I don't know if I'm gonna release it sometime, but if so, it's gonna be soon, definitely.
Oh man, looking forward to the day when this drops. Anyway, going back down memory lane a little bit more, what do you think you would have become if you didn't get into music, huh?
To be completely honest, I think I would probably be a chef. I love cooking, and every time I go back from get home from touring, like I've been on tour for like minimum 1 week and maximum like a full month, and I just love it to get back home, drop all my stuff, go to the grocery store, get a lot of like ingredients, super healthy stuff, and just be at my place, cook like a dinner for four people, eat it all by myself, and then just chill. So I feel like if I wasn't into music, I would probably be a chef and cook for people because I love doing it.
You have music by Brooks now. Next time we'll have food by Brooks too, huh? You should open your own restaurant, man.
Definitely. You have to taste it, right?
For sure.
Definitely, okay. But that's a good deal though. If I ever open my own restaurant and I'm gonna cook, you're gonna be one of the first ones to taste it.
Right,
definitely.
Can't wait to try some of Brooks' food. That's a rhyme and a tongue twister itself right there. Now for everyone who is looking to visit Amsterdam this summer, what would you recommend us to try out there?
We have this thing called stroopwafel. It's like some kind of cookie. We got it everywhere in Holland. It's the best thing ever. That's the only thing I miss from Holland.
Ooh, stroopwafels are definitely the food to eat in Holland. Now wrapping it up with two more questions. Can you share some advice to all the budding producers here in Brunei, bro?
I feel like the moment things started happening for me was the moment that I realized I just needed to have fun producing. I stopped like copying other producers because that sound was already there. So the moment I started to listen to myself and just started making my own music, that was the moment I actually started having fun. And all of a sudden, when I started bringing out, like releasing my own music that I just made because I love the music itself, then stuff started happening. Like labels hit me up, DJs started playing it. So just stop worrying about what everyone else likes. Start making what you like, release that and see what happens, because a lot of good stuff can come from that.
Well, that's dope advice, brother. Always release something close to your heart and let's see where that will bring you. Now it's already across the half year point of 2019. What is coming up for you for the rest of the year and beyond?
Open a restaurant, invite you to the restaurant, and I have a lot of stuff coming up. Like I didn't release that much in the first 6 months of 2019. But that's mostly because I've been touring a lot and preparing for the other half. So expect a lot more music. I've got two releases this month, two releases the month after. If it's up to me, I got like at least 6-7 tracks for the rest of the year. So
definitely we'll be looking forward for all your releases coming out throughout the year, eh? Anyway, my good friend, thank you for doing this interview with us, and shout out to you for inviting us to your restaurant next time. But while we wait for that to happen, let's get into an exclusive mix from Brooks himself right here on the Kuemo and Sushi Boy show. Enjoy, guys.
Oh, problem. We work it. We work it. We work it. New York. We work it. Detroit. We work it. Chicago. We work it. We work it. We work it.
like a white light, leading me home when I was lost on a late night. Thought you could do no wrong, pick me up like a summer song. I can hear your voice when I don't try, singing along to Fleetwood in your cheap ride. Words fell out, I wish we never said. We left to separate beds.
Couldn't Separate ways, but now you're back, begging for a place to stay. Oh, it's not right. kiss you when we fight. Kiss you when we fight.
It'll suck for a week then, hurt more on the weekend. When I go out, see your friends, and I don't know what to tell them. I can't lie, couldn't hate you if I tried. I'm coming around to see ya, coming around to leave ya. What is the point of hoping when it's already broken? It hurts to let you go, but it's worse to hold on. But I know that I'll be better when you're gone. Said I know that I'll be better when you're gone.
Mm-hmm. friends like Colombo. You be the judge like Rhino. Baby girl, I'm sad. Baby girl, I'm black. And when I sit down, let's dance.
They give me a pound, tell them put the money in my hand right now. Tell the promoter we need more seats. We just sold out all the floor seats.
Well, you have not.
Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA. I really want to come kick it with you. You'll be my American boy. Say, hey sister, it's really, really nice to meet ya. I just met this rapper 7 times, just my type. Like the way he's speaking, his confidence is peaking. Don't like his baggy jeans, but all my life was underneath him. And no, I ain't been to MIA. I heard the Cali never rains in New York all the way. First let's see the West End, I'll show you to my best friend.
UK, everybody gonna say UK. Reluctantly, cause most of this press don't want with me. I still wanna say, turn it cool down, down. Don't act a fool now, now. Always act a fool, ow, ow. Ain't nothing new now, now. Be crazy, I know what you're thinking. Rapping, I know what you're drinking. Rap singer, chain blinger. Holla at the next chick, soon as you're blinking. What's your persona about this Americana? Rhyme up. Am I shallow? Cause all my clothes designer.
Take me on a trip, I'd like to go somewhere.
Yeah. Don't tell me not to dream. I got freedom, and that's everything to me. It don't matter what I've got or where I go. I find shelter a million miles from home. It ain't easy to get going when it's hard. Keep shining in the dark when you wanna fall apart. But I'm a dreamer, so don't tell me not to dream. I'm a believer. As long as I got something to believe in. As long as I got something to believe in. I'm a runner, cause I got somewhere to run. I just listen to the voices in my head when they tell me I always have something to believe in. As long as I got something to believe in. As long as I got something to believe in.
That's all, folks. Thanks again to Brooks for taking over our show tonight. If you want to know more about him, check out his socials at Music by Brooks. And if you want full track listings of this episode and previous episodes, you know where to find us. We're at Mixcloud and iTunes Podcast at Kuemo Sushi Boy Music. Click the subscribe button and you'll have free music forever on your iTunes Podcast. Yeah!
And don't forget to also check us out on our Instagram at KYSBOfficial to keep connected with what's coming up. Right? Next week we have an exclusive guest mix, but we won't let you know who, so you just gotta keep connected. Till next week, this is KYSB signing off. Good night and have a great weekend, guys. Ciao.